Last Sunday night, John Max took some time off from his regular job as a staff writer for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and moved into his other alter ego as award show guy. No, not up there with Ryan Seacrest as one of the presenters at the Emmy Awards, but as one of the guys behind the scenes helping to write the award show. In fact, he had been working on it for several days beforehand and promised to come on in his regular Friday afternoon slot a few days later and tell some stories about that experience. So here he is. Hi, John. How are you today?
Hey, Paul. Let's just say the E in Emmy stands for ego.
Well, then there must be an E in Oscars and Tonys and all the rest.
Well, I mean, it was interesting this year. You know, when they told me Emmy's in the round, I thought they meant Al Gore.
He actually did win an Emmy, didn't he?
He did win an Emmy. It was actually very nice. And it was actually pretty exciting.
The award went to him for what is his channel called again? I forgot.
I think Spice.
No, that's Clinton's.
Oh, sorry. Totally.
Current. It's called Current TV.
Where's the food channel?
Yeah.
The Iron Personality.
No, I think Gore's channel is called Current TV, and it got an Emmy for the channel no one knew existed.
Exactly. It was very exciting, though. It was, first of all, I got to meet Tony Bennett,
mm-hmm.
who thought he was at the Copa.
Is there any time when Tony doesn't look like Mr. Total Professional? Please tell me there's a time backstage where you see him walking around in a bathrobe and he doesn't know where he's going.
No, that's Elaine Stritch. In the green room, flashing people. The green room was where I was this year.
Yeah.
Which was very exciting because that's, you know, where everyone stays. The stars stay before they go on stage.
But normally you're just off stage helping to write stuff at the last minute. You weren't doing that this year?
Well, the problem was because it's in the round, I kept running around in circles. there's a couple writers, and David Wilde stayed back with Ken Ehrlich, the producer, and I was in the green room a lot, you know, kind of pre-briefing the talent and, as usual, offending people.
Oh, no. What did you do this time?
Well, first of all, one of the talent people comes in and goes, John, Leslie Caron wants to see you. And then she whispers something in my ear, and I can't really hear it, so I go, oh, so you were in Gidget. She says, no, Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Jeremy Piven.
Gidget, by the way, would be Sally Field, who got censored.
She was censored for speaking out against the war.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, well, she used the word.
She used the GD word. That's why Fox censored her, not because of her political comments, right?
Yeah, well, although it's Fox, so you never know.
Oh, come on.
But she ended up, she was very nice, and then I met with Jeremy Piven, although they had to clear the green room because there wasn't room for him, me, and his ego.
Oh, is he really that, like, an egomaniac?
He started to, there was that little bit they did with Entourage where they talk about, and the joke was that Eva Longoria saying, and now women who have supported more actresses than these guys, right?
Yes.
So he gets all upset that, you know, we're making fun of him for being a womanizer. Meanwhile, he's hitting on Elaine Stritch in the thing.
Oh, no.
I mean, who, by the way, look younger than the women from Sex and the City. Then I
yeah. By the way, you have become like best friends with Eva Longoria, haven't you?
Yeah, she's actually wonderful. She's I do work with her, and she's really nice. And you know, and people say I'm doing it just for the Spurs season tickets. And the right. No, she's really great.
For people who don't know, she just married what's his name?
She married Tony Parker.
Uh-huh.
And then Wayne Brady. I went and had a little run-in with because I went in and he demands to see me. He goes, this is supposed to be a 2-page script. It's only one page. I said, you're Mr. Improv. Figure it out. But then the most exciting thing was they brought the entire cast of The Sopranos into the green room.
Mm-hmm.
And Aiden Turturro whacked an entire plate of shrimp. Meanwhile, at one point, the green room is, I'm not making this up, the entire cast of Roots, you know, a legendary TV show.
Yes, years,
the
yeah.
entire cast of The Sopranos,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the most legendary casts, of you know, and I'm in the middle, you know, feeling like a barnacle on the ship of life.
Yes.
And I said, I decided to try to break the ice by saying, it looks like the final scene in Do the Right Thing.
At which point they pick you up and throw you through the window.
All of them. Ben Vereen repeatedly doing it. It's amazing he's recovered after being run over by David Foster. So anyway, anyway, I'm backstage, and at one point then, as the show progresses, there's not much to do, and I remember I hadn't taken my Synthroid. Synthroid is like a thyroid medication.
That it's not the same HGH that Rick Ankiel was taking, was it?
No.
Okay.
I did not have that, although I'm sure it's completely legal.
Yes.
So I reach into my little wheel of pills, because I'm now getting that age.
Wow.
And reach in, and I pop it, and then I realize I had half a Viagra left over from vacation.
Oh, no.
Me in the green room with 20 minutes to go.
Uh-huh.
Not good. Now, this takes about 15 minutes to work. I'm counting down the end of the show, and the show's running long.
Yeah.
So I panic. I end up going in this little room backstage, and it's Leslie Caron in there.
No, it's not.
Let's just say Maurice Chevalier and I have something in common. And she goes, no, you, Maurice, and Jeremy Piven.
You know, it could have been worse. You could have got in there, and it would have been Ryan Seacrest.
If you know something over, not a question, I would take him over Elaine Stritch.
Thank you, John. John Max, live in Burbank, where he's working on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno and whatever award show happens to be coming through town. And he's here every Friday on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.